Good evening, this is Matt, WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Nest. This net meets every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this WSAU repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I'll first take check-ins from short-time, mobile, or portable stations, and I will take check-ins from all other stations. Are there any short-time, mobile, or portable stations wishing to check in to U of M Sunday Night Nest? WEMV, why don't you go ahead and take a turn, Ed.
Thanks, Matt. Just making dinner here. Crop in the grocery store is local peas, so you can have some of those. All good. Back to Matt. This is WEMV.
Yeah, I just made some, last time I made some shortcake and put some strawberries in my garden on it, so those were very good, and I still have a few more left, and probably still get a few more, kind of dark when I was taking them, so there's probably still some more out there than that. Anyhow, anyone else, any other mobile, portable, or short-time stations for the year of M Sunday, please don't know. Alright, nothing heard. Any and all stations for the U of M Sunday Night Nest, please don't know.
Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra John.
NBA, BZJ, Mo.
KBA ORS and KBA BZJ. Anyone else? Nothing heard. KBA ORS, and you'll be followed by BZJ. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Matt, KB8OS. Nothing to report. Another quiet week. I suspect the repair group will get together again on Tuesday. I think the project will be to work on the actuator for the smaller satellite dish that was donated last month. I think that's it, Matt. Back to you, KB8OS.
Thanks for that, John. Up next is BZJ. Go ahead, Mo.
Hey, Matt. This is KBZJ. Today, I borrowed a comically large slingshot on a stick to put up antennas, and tomorrow my goal is to get an 80-foot wire up in the air and see if I don't get out a little further on 5 watts with the HF gear. So looking forward to that, and back to Matt.
Good luck with that, and either you got your power set supply fixed from your deer crawl, or you got a smaller, or got a, or you're using a different rig. With the slingshot, what I used was just a piece of fishing line and a super ball, and got that over, and then tied a bigger, cord to that and pulled that through. So you don't really need to have a huge slingshot and start with the first size rope. You can start with a small piece of rope or string or fishing line or something, and then pull up a bigger line with that. I suppose there's a little bit of a problem, a little bit of a potential problem that you could get that caught in something when you're doing it. So I guess the more times you're pulling things through there, the more chance you have to get something hung up. But I just use a regular wrist type slingshot, and that works fine for when I have the antenna up in the tree. Of course, now the tree died a couple years later, so now the antenna is sort of a weird little mass in the middle of the yard. Anyhow, anyone else for the U of M Sunday Night Nest, please call out. We're not. Thanks to everyone that checked in. And thanks to U of M Plus and use the repeater. Looks like we had 4 seconds and a time of 7 minutes here. This is WSAU bringing the U of M